Hey, besties. This is That's Just My Opinion with your host, Marlene. Let's get started. Besties, welcome back to another episode of That's Just My Opinion podcast. I love how now I say it correctly because I used to always say that's just your opinion and people were like, why is it wrong? So today, on today's episode, we have one of my besties that I feel like a lot of people kind of have an idea because I share your pictures so much, like on the podcast, that they already have an idea who you are, but I want them to know you better and know the fabulous person that you are and talk about some upcoming projects and just everything that we're excited. So today we have Steph.
Hey, y'all.
Miss Browse.
Browse.
Miss CEO.
Pink girl.
Pink girl. So I actually first saw you whenever you got your brows dyed pink.
No
like,
way.
I swear to God. Yeah. I don't remember where I saw it. I think I saw Jenna Bell posted.
Jenna Bell,
like,
yeah.
Or Beauty House or someone. And I was like,
yeah, it was just crazy. Like, it was like such like it just happened. Like, it was just like, she was just like, hey, like, do you want your brows bleached? I'm like, yeah, I mean, I'm down to get my brows bleached. And I was like, wait, I want to pop a color in there. She was like, okay, what color? I'm just like, pink.
So how do you ever like seen that before? Or did it just like, was it her idea and you just went with it? Or have you always been a pink girl?
I've always been a pink girl. Like, okay. I love pink. Like, I don't know what it is. It's like, I always thought like pink was just like such like a bad bitch color. You know what I mean?
I love
like,
it. I love pink.
And it's just like, you know, I was like, why not put it on my face? Like, just like, fuck it. Like, yeah, you know, just slap that shit on my face. And I don't know. It's just like, I feel like once I did it, I can't go back to my regular brows. You know what I mean? It's just like, it's so weird when I like start.
I don't see you like without like,
it's just,
you know,
me.
But it's funny because the first time I saw it, I was like, okay, you know, but it was a little bit like, okay. Like, it looks weird. Like,
it's,
I was like what?
Yeah.
But then now I see you and I don't even like notice, oh, she has pink brows. You know, it's just like Steph.
Yeah.
Like, it's not really like, you know, like some people have like a mole and it's like, oh, you know, I don't even notice it anymore. Like,
yeah,
like
it's
that.
Just because that's you.
Yeah. But yeah. I'm not going to lie. I've been very tempted. Very
girl,
tempted.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, them.
Do it. Do
very
it.
Tempted. So whenever you did it, like, what was people's like reaction?
People were just like, oh, shit. Like, you did it. I'm like, yeah, I did it. And at first I was like,
you're like, yeah,
what
bitch.
The fuck did I do? Like, why did I do this? And then at first I was like, oh my God. And then I was like, you know what? Like, I like it. It's growing on me. And then I just like continue to do it. Yeah. And I was just like, you know what? I feel like it's starting to become me, you. Who I am. And like, you know, branding myself, you know, and you know, it was just like,
I love it.
And now everyone's just like, what other colors you can do? I was like, honestly, like, I don't know, but I'm really feeling the pink because that's just my vibe.
Yeah.
It's definitely gonna be like that for a while though. Like,
how long have you been doing it?
I would say since last May, I think. May, June.
So like almost a year.
Almost a year. Don't feel like that, but it's gonna be a year.
Damn,
now.
That's so cool.
Yeah, girl.
That's so cool. Have you ever been like a very like colorful person though? Like, you know how some people like ever since they're like in their teens or like they're always dyeing their hair, they're always trying different things.
Yeah.
They're always, you know, have you always been that type of person?
Yeah, I have. I've always like to express myself, but like of course not as expressive now because now I'm super expressive. I don't care what people say about me. I don't care what like people like
unbothered
exactly. And I feel like, you know, of course when I was younger I dyed my hair like blue and like purple and just like just did so much shit to my hair and like to myself. It was just like, oh shit, like
you tried it all.
I tried it all. I'm not afraid to try it all, like literally.
That's good. Yeah. I feel like that's also like a very big like essence of like you.
Exactly. You trying know, to find like, you like mm-hmm. as a person too. I'm of course, you know, me being very expressive is just like I like to be me and find that
unapologetically
me. Yeah, that's it.
And I feel like at the end of the day, that's what everyone should really do. Like, exactly. That's what we all aim to do, just
be yourself,
trying to, one, find ourselves, two, be ourselves, mm-hmm. three, just not care what everyone else says.
Exactly.
And I feel like it should definitely get to a point where people just don't have the necessity to say anything, you know, like just let them be them. I always say this because people are always like, I want my kid to be like normal, or like I was like what is normal?
It's just like, why? Normal is like so outdated.
Right. But I mean, but like, what is normal? Like, what is normal? Like, for them to like grow up, have a career, like just
Everyone's normal is different, like very robotic
or like, you know, like, I don't understand where that like normal line is, like, oh, it's because she's normal.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
Like, what the fuck does that mean? What the fuck does normal mean? You know? But Steph, tell us a little bit about you.
Okay. So about moi.
What do you want to share with us?
So, of course, people who don't know, I was born and raised in the UK. So I was born there, and then I moved here when I was 11. I just turned 11, and my parents were just like, let's go to America. I'm like, okay.
Let's go across the pond.
So it was just like, you know, my dad, like, everyone's like, oh, like, are you military? I'm like, well, kind of, because my dad retired way before I was born. So, like, he just wanted us to move here because, one, it's expensive to live in England. And feel like he said, like, you know, the quality of life here would be better, which is, like, it's BS. But
you're like, now that I'm old.
Yeah, now I'm older, I'm like, grown. I'm seeing everything. It's just like, nah, you know, if I had the opportunity to move back, I would move back, like, in a heartbeat. Yeah, you know.
Do you see yourself like moving back in the future? Like, if you were to, let's say, get married, settle down, if you like, do you want kids?
I do want kids, but like, like, me and my boyfriend are such like a selfish stage right now. Like, we want to do things that we want to do
first. Of course. Yeah.
And it's like, you know, I feel like I spent so many of my years like taking care of others and like never really had the chance to do things for myself.
You just want to do it for yourself, and honestly, you owe it to yourself, like, you can do that. But whenever you, like, if in a future you see yourself with kids, would you like to move back to England?
I would love to move back to England.
How does your boyfriend feel about that?
He loves England.
Really? Like, I took, like, you've taken him?
I took him to England in 2019.
Sister,
girl,
take me.
Girl, I got you. No, girl, like, we went in 2019, December 2019, because I still have two siblings that live there. So we stayed with my brother and his wife and my nephew, and, you know, he was just like, Nico was just like, oh my god, like, I want to move here, like, this is like amazing, like, it's just, I love it here. I'm just like, now you know how I felt when I left. You know, coming here, I was just like, culture shock.
You're like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
So how old are you, Steph?
I am 25. I turned 26
when
October 30th.
I turned 26 this year too. Ooh. How do you feel about that?
I don't know how I feel about that. I'm just like, 4 years till 30. Okay, I was like, let me stop thinking about that, because it's just like,
why time yourself?
Yeah, exactly. Right? I'm just going with the flow, you know, doing like everything that I want to do, and like, you know, just having fun and just being able, you know, just surrounding myself with people that I love and like, who, you
bring
know,
the good out of you.
Exactly.
How do you make that like distinguishment? Like, how do you know who's good for you and who's bad for you?
Honestly, I be feeling the vibes.
So it's like energy based.
Energy based, exactly. Okay. Like, very energy based. Like, if I, you know, if we first meet, you know, it's just like, it's like, okay, like, see what your energy is about. Like, what is your intention of being my friend?
Vibe.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I've always been like that type of person's like, you know, okay, like, okay, hang out with them once, and I'm like, okay, like, let's see, like, if I hang out with them again, like, what is the vibe? What is the intention of, you know, wanting to get to know me and stuff? Because, you know, people are just weird. Like, they just want to use you for for their advantage, like, yeah, you know. And it's just,
I feel
like,
I feel like with you, it may happen, like, people maybe use you for clout too. Yeah, you know so many people.
Yeah,
like, you're really, like, out there, and I feel like maybe that's something that happens to you.
Yeah,
no, I feel like that's so weird that that's something that happens to people now. Mm-hmm. Like, when you have such a demand on, like, social media, mm-hmm, or like shit like that, that it's always like, oh my god, I'm friends with this girl.
Yeah,
like, I'm like, oh yeah, I know her.
Yeah, or like people are like, yeah, I'm friend, like, friends. I'm like, okay, like,
friends?
Are you sure about that?
yeah.
You're reaching, girl. You're reaching. But it's like, no, but like, I, you know, I am always, you know, so nice to everyone, because it's like, what's the point of being a bitch? But unless, like, you know, you have to give me a reason to be a bitch to you.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, like, I get along with pretty much anyone. It's just like, you know, of course, being very selective with who you hang out with, and, you know, having boundaries. And that's one thing that really taught me last year, is just developing boundaries with people, and like, just cutting people off who literally just don't have any, like, who just not good for you, you know. And it's like, especially last year was just such an eye opener for me, like literally, of course, for a lot of people too, like, you know, the pandemic and everything. But yeah, I know, just having to cut off, you know, a few people.
I feel like I struggle so much with that though, because I consider myself to be a very emotional person. Mm-hmm. And I have always said that you can say anything you want about me, except that I'm a bad friend.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
I just, like, it's just not,
it's like, I know a thing I'm a
for
good
me.
Friend.
I know that I would give so much for my friends, to the point where maybe it has even gotten me in trouble, mm-hmm, in relationships before, because yeah, it's like, my friends, like, always, just because I always consider my friends like the family I choose.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
because I mean, I have a small family. Like, I have a, yeah, couple of siblings, but they don't really, like, live here. So
right,
my family or the people that have always been there, like, to support me, have always been my friends. So yeah, I always make sure I give that back.
Yeah, and exactly,
whenever someone is just like, I don't want to say betraying, but, you know, it's trying to have that, you know, weird energy,
exactly,
now. Weird. And like, I just always want to give them the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah. And honestly, that used to be me. And it's just like, you know, I was just like, you know, always giving them the benefit of the doubt. And it's just like, always, like, friendships are just always so one-sided. And I was, ugh, just like, I'm tired. Like, yeah, I know the people who will, you know, of course, I never expect anything out of anybody. Like, honestly, like, girl, like, I got you. Like, don't worry about it.
Yeah, like, I'm not doing it because I want you to, like, get me back.
Exactly. But it's like, there's just those people who are just like, you know, all I want you to do is literally show me love and support. That's it. I don't really, like, ask for anything. But, like, it's just those people that I thought that would do that didn't
do
it. And
then they don't.
Yeah. So, ugh, it's like, it hurt. It hurt me a lot. But yeah, I was like, you know what? Like, I just got to continue doing my shit, and with or without you.
Do you feel like you hold grudges?
I used to. I used to hold grudges, but now I'm just like, I don't really care. Like, I just kind of just, whatever. Like, I mean, I have nothing against you. It's like, okay, cool. Like,
you do you, I'll
right,
do me.
It's like, if we come across shows, like, oh, hi, bye. Like, you know, it's not going to be like, you know, like,
no,
yeah, like, get out of my face, yeah, like, nah, yeah. But yeah, no, it's just like, you know, I'm growing, like, I'm, you know, just
learning. I,
yeah,
mean, you're constantly in a journey to learn and to be better,
exactly,
or try,
yeah,
or, you know, what you believe is better.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you something. Oh, so you mentioned you've been with your boyfriend.
Yes.
For a while.
Long time, girl. Long time.
How long is a long time?
Girl, it's 11 years.
Shit.
It's going to be 12 years this December.
Does he live here in San Antonio,
mm-hmm,
too?
Yeah, he lives with me. Aww. Yeah, we live together. And honestly, like, it's just crazy how these 11 years just went by so fast because we're just literally just going with the flow. Like,
yeah,
like we're just like, we know we want to get married and everything, like spend the rest of like our life with each other.
Like, but that's it. Like, yeah, it's, yeah.
But we're just so focused on like what we're trying to do in life and like making sure we're successful, because, you know, growing up, like both of us, it's just like it has not been easy. So it's like, you know, we want to live the best life we want to live, and, you know, and for my mom as well, like, because we take care of my mom as well.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, we want her to have the best life too. So that's the goal, is just like, you know, taking care of the people that I love, and like, you know, taking care of my girls, you know, like my friends,
material girls.
Yeah. No, I love my friends. Like, honestly, like with the friends that I have right now, I'm so grateful and forever grateful for them, because, you know,
it's hard to find good people.
It is very hard. And it's like, you know, especially with something that I went through last year, it was just like insane. And, you know, knowing that there are people that genuinely care and like, you know, love and support you. Exactly. Are there. And, you know, it's just like, I can't ask for anything better than that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel that.
Yeah.
Not me starting to cry.
Girl, don't do that.
Start crying.
She said, I'm getting emotional. Evelyn is here, as always. Aww, Evelyn is here on girl. The side listening, and she's over here tearing up.
She's like, I thought this was a fun episode.
I did want it to actually, let's lighten up the mood a little bit before, yes, we start crying, because shit, I'm on the verge right there. You have a very exciting project coming up.
Yes.
Do you want to talk about that?
Yes. So my project that I have been working for a good minute now, you know, I've always wanted to do this, but I just didn't know how to start. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to, you know, start selling my own vegan, cruelty-free, and sexy lashes that are just like top quality and like, you know, comfortable. Like, you know, of course, it took me months to find that.
Yeah.
And I'm so excited to be releasing my own lashes on Valentine's Day. Y'all check out Pink Secret Lashes on Instagram. You know, I'm gonna be
out there.
So are you sending them like online?
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna be sending them online. You know, I'm thinking about doing like some pop-ups and stuff like in town, and just, you know. I'm very excited. I'm like excited, but I'm just like try not to have like super high expectation, because yeah, I don't want it to be like expect this high and then it's like, oh shit. But I'm like, you know, I'm not trying to think like that. So
I mean, remember that everything you put out there and everything you say will be given back to you. So
exactly.
If yeah, you truly believe that. And I mean, I know. I mean, you're already such like, I feel like an inspiration to many, not mm-hmm, only just because of how nice and sweet and beautiful soul you are,
aww,
but like what we were talking about earlier today, just how unapologetically you,
yeah,
you are. And that's like something that a lot of people just feel limited to, yeah, do. And seeing people actually live it and like actually be able to go with it and actually
be like carefree,
like living, like it's just very inspirational.
Yeah. And it's definitely hard. Like, I understand why not a lot of people do it. And it's just like, there's always something to it. Like,
yeah,
there's always gonna be those people that just, you know, they always got something to say. But it's just like, you know, if you go say something, like, why not message me or like let me know?
Yeah.
You're just not gonna do that. So I don't really, you know, get too worried about it, you know, like, yeah, that's why I'm just like, you know, I know people got me. I know people, you know.
She said, don't try me. Don't fucking try me.
Don't try me, bitch. Nah,
but like, you're fucking going down.
The Scorpio go come out. Nah, that was just like, no, nah, I really like pushes, like, you really have to really push me to get me fucked up. Like that's why I'm such a patient person, but like, you know, if you bad juju, like, I'm just gonna stay away from you. Yeah. Like, period.
Just not gonna entertain it.
Exactly. Like, that's why, like, you know, me and drama, like, I don't really get into it. I just kind of just sit on the sideline. If anyone's having that, I'm just like,
staring.
Yeah, just like
staring from the outside.
Yeah, just
as long as my name's not brought up in it, I'm good. Like, you know,
sis.
But yeah, girl.
Like, I love how we completely went off topic. We were talking about
the lashes, and then we just
hold up. Someone is calling me. Why is someone calling me again? I have no idea where I left my phone. Okay, there. I was like, what the fuck? This used to always happen to me. I was like on a fucking episode and I'd like, you'd receive like the ding 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 from the fucking messages. Fucking hate Mac like that.
Yeah.
But we were talking about your lashes and yes. You were talking about how you're so excited because they're gonna come up. How long have you been like working on them? And not only that, but how did this idea come to you? Like, have you always been a lash type of girl?
I've always been a lash type of girl. Well, because, like, I used to get lash extensions, and it was just, like, it got just so expensive. And mm-hmm. I was just, like, you know, which, like, it is expensive because you have to get the fills, and it's just, like, it got a lot. So I was, like, you know what? Let me try strip lashes.
Just being there for 2 hours.
Yeah, girl, my back. I'm just, like, oh, my God, my back. Like, literally, like, I do not lay on my back. I can't do that long. So I was, like...
She said, I can do it, but not that long. don't fucking at me like that long. Shit.
Like, ooh, I got a strain.
Let's change position.
No. Oh, girl, you killing me. But no, like. Shit. Yeah.
So, yeah, you use the, oh, my God, you just said it right now. The strips,
yeah. So, yeah, I started learning how to use strips. Like, I had no idea how to do it. So, I literally, like, had my sister teach me how to do it. Like, I literally got a little compact mirror and then a tweezer. And then she was like, okay, like, all you have to do is just, like, get the mirror to your face and then put the, like, lashes. And I'm just like, okay, like, it took me a minute. But then I just got the hang of it. Literally, I'd just be like, boop, boop, like, boop, boop. Yeah. And then it's real just quick. Like, exactly. You know, I tried out so many lashes and I'm just like, I'm always wearing them. Like, some people are just like, why don't you just sell them? I'm just like, bitch, you right.
Right there.
Yeah.
Then you're like, right there.
Yeah. And then, like, kind of took me a minute to try and figure out, like, okay, like, what is my aesthetic? Like, what do I want the name? Like, I kind of just wanted it to come real natural to me.
So you said pink.
Pink.
Pink. Pink lashes.
Yeah.
Period.
Yes. Period. Like, yes. So it's like, I feel like, I don't know. I'm just, like, really excited and, you know, just...
How long have you been working on them?
For, like, 7 months? 6, 7 months?
It's like your baby.
I know.
You're about to birth her.
I know. I'm just, like, I can't believe it's going to be happening next week.
Yes, literally. Next Monday.
I'm super excited. Like, I'm just, like...
So tell me about them. How many are you going to be releasing? Mm-hmm. What are going to be your prices?
Yeah.
Like, okay. I want it all. I want all girl. The tea.
I got you.
Right
so
now.
I got 12 different styles. So I have, like, very subtle styles. I know some people are, like, very subtle, but there's also, like, styles that are very dramatic, but there's in-between styles as well. So I like to have a variety of styles. So they're going to be ranging from 12 to 14, 14, 15. And they, yeah, so 12 to 14, 15. So, like, I'm still in the process of, like, building my website and everything. Of course, like, when I get the images back from the shoot.
Period. Yes. You just did a shoot a couple of days ago.
Yeah, it was so much, like, honestly, I was so stressed out about it, but it was just, like, everything just, like, came into place and, like, it was so fun and, like, just, like, knowing that in the future when I do have shoots, like, all my models are gonna have pink brows for my shoots.
I was about to say, period. You made everyone have pink brows.
Yes. And, like, I was just like, I know some people are just like, dang, that's crazy, but it's like, you know, my
it's
friend
you.
Yeah, exactly. It's funny, like, my friend Lana literally came up with it. She was like, bitch, why don't you just do, like, everyone's like wearing pink brows. I'm like, wow, that is such a great idea. I'll do that. And it just, like, it worked out. It looked so good.
Everyone so looked like, so good.
I know, like, some of the models are just like, ooh, you know what? Like, pink brows?
Like, you're like,
I'm like, girl, I was like, you do it. Like, do it.
You'd be like, I'm putting you on.
I know, I was like, let me put you on.
on the pink brow wave.
Yeah.
I think those are really cute. I mean, I'm being tempted.
Girl.
I'm like.
Don't say do it, girl. Do
it. Whenever I saw Beauty House post about it, they were like, Like a sale, you know, like get your brows like bleached. And like, yeah. I don't know what. I was like, yes. And the thing is that I've always been creative, but for a very long time, I was like in a group of people that maybe being creative was not that welcomed. Mm-hmm. So the most I have ever done to my image, because I've never dyed my hair, I've never, like, I've always been very, like,
yeah.
normal.
Yeah. I've always been very
normal. But the most I've done is back in, like, shit, what do you want? Like, 2010 or some shit like that, wherever, like, everyone's tips of their hair were, like, different colors.
Yeah.
That's what I did. Yeah. And I was, like, pink.
Pink.
And then on the other side, I was like, blue. Like, I mean, that's what, but I didn't even dye my hair because my mom was always very like, you're going to regret it.
Right.
Like, you're going to regret it. And right. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to regret it.
Like, wait, don't tell me
that. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to regret it. So I never really did, like, maybe like with my hair, I play a little bit more. Like, I've had like short hair, I've had bangs, I've, you know, put my bangs aside. I've had like the Selena Quintanilla hair where it's like puffy. And like, I have like, you know, kind of, like, bigger hair,
right?
So that's probably the most I've ever, like, experimented. But as I got older, I was like, damn, I really want to do this to my hair. Like, I really want to, like, dye my hair pink or, like, my hair this. Or, like, you know, but I don't know. Because then I'm always like, okay, what if they fuck it up?
Yeah, like, honestly.
So it's always like,
you have to find that someone that will do it, right?
Exactly.
And then it's literally all about the products, to be honest. Like, especially with my hair type, it's like such like a, I'll damage it so easily because it's like my hair is already so naturally dry, but like, you know, I have to keep in the moisture and all that. But
the
it's
moisture.
Like the moisture. But, you know, like, I love to do just being so self-expressive, like, not just my personality, but with like, you know, the way I look. And like, a lot of people, it's funny, like, I wear like a fit and they're just like, where are you going? I'm like, what do you mean? Like, I just dress like this. And they're just like, oh, okay, that works. I'm like, yeah.
Like, yeah, it does work.
Yeah.
It does work.
And it will work.
I mean, you make it work. Mm. You make it work, sister.
Period.
I was going to ask you, when did you start being like have you always been expressive? Or like, at what age was like, now I'm going to do this?
Yeah, honestly, I started to become very expressive, I would say, like in 2020. Like, of course, like I've never been like, I'm always like expressive and not too expressive where I'm just like I'm really putting myself out here.
Yeah.
But yeah, last year I started like getting like, you know, I was like, I'm gonna start finding my aesthetic and what I look like, what I want to look like.
Yeah.
But like, it's just so naturally, like, it just comes to me naturally, you know what I mean, instead of just trying to be something that I'm not. And it's just like, I know I went there, like, I tried to be something I'm not, and I was just not happy.
Yeah.
And it was just like, you know, I was just like, you know, I love pink, so I'm just like, you know, I'm gonna do some shit to my hair, like, or just to be funky, like, and just really bring myself out there, you know. And I don't know, try not to, like, you could be inspired but not like copy people, you know what I mean? Because I feel like that's an issue with like a lot of people who try to copy other people. But like, you can be inspired. Like, it's just like, I don't know, it's like kind of hard to explain, like, you know, it's hard to try and be someone else when I don't know, girl. It's like hard to explain. Like, I have it in my head.
Yeah.
It's in my head, but it's like trying to like,
we're just trying to process it.
Trying to process it. But yeah, like, you know, I always, you know, I love when people get inspired by me. Like, you know, be like, girl, oh my God, like, I love the brows. Like the brows. Yeah, like, yeah, I love that. I love it when people are like, oh my God, I want to get my brows done too. I'm like, yes, girl, like, do it. Exactly. Do it. Like, you know, but you know, find yourself, like, find,
I feel
what
you need
like
to try a couple of things before, you know, like, because no one is the same.
Exactly.
Like, no one is the same. Everyone is different, and there's so many different like varieties to that. And I just think that you need to try things to be able to know what you like and what you don't like.
Exactly.
And whenever I was younger, my mom had this friend that he would actually always tell me that, because my mom was like, who are you going on a date with? Like, why are you, like, you know, whenever I started, like, you know, hanging out with, like, male friends and, like, you know, stuff like that. And my mom was, she was always very protective of me because I am her only girl. And everyone knows this, that I'm, like, her favorite child. So it was all, and I am also the oldest. So it was always, like, I want you to be okay. And, like, what are you doing? And, like, because she wasn't cared for that way whenever she was younger. So she wants to, like, you know, do it now. But then I also feel like that has to do with, like, the guilt that I may have felt, like, whenever I was younger over, like, having to be perfect or, like, stuff like that. And that, so whenever, whenever I started hanging out with, like guys, my mom would be like, just, you know, she didn't really want people to see me as, like,
a
little hoe.
Oh, they go on a trail.
And one of my mom's friends would always be like, hey, like, you know, don't listen to your mom. Like, you need to know what you need to go out with people and see what you don't like to be able to know what you do.
Exactly.
And I feel like in style that, like, it translates perfectly. Like, you need to try all of these different things. See if you like it. See, you know, trial and error.
Exactly. And I went through, we all go through that trial and error, like, to figure that shit out. Cause it's like, you know, I went through a trial and error, girl. I used to wear, like,
were you like an emo girl?
I was basic girl. I was literally like the super, like, skinny jeans and like the Bucky shirt.
Texas girly.
And I look back, I'm like, whoever told me to that looked good
ain't my friend.
Y'all ain't my friends no more.
I used to feel like that because, so I've never had, like, these are my brows. Like, my eyebrows are not thick eyebrows. Like, I have probably not plucked my eyebrows in, like, a year and a half.
Girl, they,
like,
look good.
But they don't grow. And my thing is that in, I don't know, what my, like, almost 20s, like 18 19, like,
all these girls
around me had, like, them thick brows, right? Like, they had, like, you know, like, the little arc, like, they were nice thick brows. And I remember I was like, damn, like, my friends would mock me, like, in not, like, an unhealthy way, but it would always be like, you don't, like, hey, you don't even have brows, or, like, you have to paint your brows today, right? Like, or, like, that's why you take so long getting ready, or, like, shit like that, right? So I was like, oh yeah, I have to put my brows on, right? Because I don't have brows. Like, it was always like a joke like that.
Yeah.
But now I look back on pictures and I was like, whoever fucking told me that my eyebrows looked good,
y'all
that
supposed
fucking thick? Like, y'all ain't my friend. Yeah. Like, you wanted to humiliate me. Like, that is so horrible.
And I was just like, and the fact that you thought that was, like, good at the time too was, like, so bad. I'm like, it's like, you know what, like,
the way I was like, they need to be a little bit more squared. No. No,
perfect, like, like, literally, like, a triangle,
dude. And then, like, a darker shade than, like, my hair, dude. No,
like, it was super dark.
That right there was a really big fail.
Yes,
like, but I always think about that, and I always think it's so fucking hilarious that I was like,
like, we like, people are, we really went through some trial and error.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and I'm, like, so happy now it's, like, more, like, people leaning more to, like, the natural, like, look. And, like, it's cool, like, seeing the evolution of, like, you know, style, makeup, hair. Yeah. It's just crazy, like.
Not only that, but, like, normalizing certain things about, like, your body, too. Like, my mom has always wanted, like, a girly girl, right? And even though, like, I love pink and, like, I like, you know, I have my little heel moments and we're like, you know, I do the makeup, I do the hair, and I like looking real cute and, like, all this shit. I have never been that girl to do, like, tons of makeup. Like, I don't even know how to put eyelashes on. Like, don't even fucking get me started. I do not know how to do that. Like, I started doing my nails because my mom was like, let's go do our nails. And I was like, oh, okay, I like that. I like those nails. But besides that, like, I've always been a little bit more of, like, a tomboy.
Yeah.
And that also has to do with, like, not wanting to shave my legs.
Yeah.
Like, girl. I'm like, that is so, like, my mom, she's 47 now, about to be 48, literally next week. That woman still shaves her legs every single day. Every single day. I was like, me? She's my legs every single day. Nuh-uh, dude. Like, I used to be a cheerleader. I would go to, I mean, I'm always in biker shorts. Yeah. I'm always in short shorts. I'm always, and don't get me wrong. I will shave my legs. I have absolutely nothing against shaving my legs. But it's just, it's just like,
I mean, it's going to grow back the next day. So, like, then you have to keep doing it and doing it. And I have really sensitive skin, too. So, it's, like, I try not to, like, shave my legs as often. Yeah. Because, one, like, I'll get, like, really bad bumps. And, like, what is it? Like, the strawberry leg? Like, the little strawberry
legs. Yeah.
I get those, too.
I have those on my legs, too.
Yeah. So, it's, like, you know, I always wear, like, sweats. Like, and so I never really wear shorts or anything like that unless, like, I'm going out and I'm wearing a dress. Okay, I'll shave my legs. Like,
and you know what's funny? I don't give a fuck, bro. Like, and it's, and my mom will always be like, like, show, like, I'll go to her house and I'll be like, because I'm always wearing booty shorts. Mm. Always, always. That's something Evelyn and I have in common, like 24/7, all the fucking time we're wearing fucking booty shorts, right? So, and I'm also that crazy bitch that whenever it's fucking cold, I'm wearing shorts. Like, I'm from Chicago. That's literally what I would do to school.
Yeah.
Like, I would wear my hoodie.
But I know it gets cold there,
and
girl.
It was snowing outside. And all these bitches wearing fucking shorts. Like, me. I'm bitches. Like,
I'm the bitches.
I'm bitches. And I it's just, I like, because I have big legs. So I feel like some pants or, like, some jeans or, like, some, just like, don't they don't fit right. me. Or, like, I feel, you're like, liking. Restricted. Like, you know, like. And I won't shave my legs. Like, I will shave them, you know, for, like, certain occasions or whenever I feel like
exactly.
it. But I love the idea that now people are like,
just
dude,
so free.
Hair is normal.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
You're completely aware that women grow hair, right? Like, right. It's normal.
It's,
like, why
it's
are you,
very normal.
Why are you, like, making this big deal about it?
And it's crazy the fact that, especially men, who are just like, why don't you shave?
Who have absolutely
shave.
No say.
Like, I'm just like, well, first of all, you have a hairy ass back. You have the you
first
have
of
the
all, I can see your chest hair from a mile away.
Exactly. So it's like, when I hear motherfuckers say that, I'm just like, look, let me go off on your ass. Like, you really have no business talking about women.
I know you ain't trying to come up here
exactly.
and talk shit.
Girl, that's what I'm just like. That's how I'm talking about my man. He doesn't like, he's like, if I don't shave my legs, like, he's just like,
he's like,
girl. You still sexy. So I'm like, I don't care. I'm like, all right, shit.
And you're like, exactly.
Exactly, period.
You're right.
Yeah, girl, no. Every time I see, like, I hear, like, or see stuff on Twitter, you know how Twitter is, girl.
Yes.
It's always, like, some of those men are just like, women need to shave their legs or, you know, their coochie. And, like, and it's just like, like.
And that is so triggering because I feel, oh, my God.
Oh my God, we're really going there right now.
We're going there. I feel like that actually stems from the idea that all women need to stay young and look a certain way. And it's kind of related to, like, in a way, you know, being like a little pedophile, you know, because you want, like, what? You want me to look 13 and, like, be completely shaved from head to toe. And, and again, some people, some girls just really prefer it like that. And honestly, all power to you. At the end of the day, it's just about choice.
Exactly.
Like, don't feel obligated to do absolutely anything when you can do whatever the fuck you want to do.
Exactly.
And I'm so blessed that actually my boyfriend is also like,
he just,
we don't even, there is literally not even like a subject that we talk about.
Yeah,
like,
we don't ever
so
talk about
normal.
It.
It's so like, whatever, you know?
Exactly.
And, it's funny because I always say like we'll have like a date night or like whatever, and I'll be like, yeah, babe, I even shaved my legs. And he's like, oh, damn, you shave your legs too? And I was like, period.
So you know,
period. But no, I'll go in, like, I will literally go out in public with, like, I'll go to Walmart, I'll go to, like, I don't give a fuck, and like, I'll have, and I feel like it also has to do with me having like thin hairs, so really if I'm not like, look, I didn't shave my leg, like, people can't really like notice it. I just think it's funny when my mom mentions it whenever she's like, Marlene, you didn't shave your legs, and I'm like, yeah, mom, that was on purpose.
You go out like that. Right. I'm like, damn.
You know what's funny? One of my friends from Monterrey, she actually stayed at my house once whenever we still lived in Laredo. And well, I was at work and like my siblings were like at school or doing their own thing. So she stayed home with my mom. And my mom is like, she's one of the girlies. Like she, I mean, Evelyn knows her. Like she's chill as hell and she'll just be talking to you all day and she'll be completely fine with it. But also she was raised in another, you know, time where she was always in heels.
Right.
Always, always. Like her feet literally hurt when she's wearing sneakers. She needs to be in heels. Like,
that's why I see, like, that's the opposite of me. I can't do heels as much as, like, because the majority of my friends, like, they'll wear heels and stuff, and I'm out here complaining in the club, like, bitch, my feet hurt. I can't.
I need to sit down.
I need to sit down.
I need to take a moment.
I'm just like, whoo, like, you know, like, now I'm like, I always wear sneakers because that's what makes me feel comfortable.
That's you,
but exactly. But now, like, I'm trying to get into the modeling world. It's going to have to change. So it's like, okay, like, you know, I'm trying to get these heels. I'm like,
trying to get used to
comfortable. I'm just like, you know, bitch, beauty is pain, you know, like,
I always say that. That's so funny. I always say that. And my friend, like, we were chilling, right? Like, she was chilling at home. She was just like, whatever. But my mom, again, she always always do like the makeup, the hair, like all of it. And my mom was like, I'm gonna go to Walmart. Do you want to go with me so you don't stay here like alone, right? And she's like, oh yeah, like, let me put like some sneakers on, right?
Yeah.
So homegirl comes out, you know, sweats, sweater, sneakers, you know, hair like in a bun, like, you know, I'm just going to Walmart.
Exactly.
And my mom stares at her and she's like, oh, are you gonna go like that? And my mom and my friend was like,
huh?
Yeah. And my mom was like, really? What? Like, she's like, she's no like, what filter. If you run into someone that, like, you know? And she's like,
damn,
I don't give a fuck. And she's like, Fatima, what if you run into, like, who's gonna be the love of your life? And then she just like, she just like stared at my mom and she's like, okay. She's like, okay, I'll go change. And like, she went, dude, I've always thought that fucking story is so fucking hilarious.
That's hilarious.
Because she'll try to do that to me and I'll be like, I'm going like this.
Yeah, it's like I don't care what you say.
I'm like, if it's a love of my life, it's a love of my life. And they're going to see me like this all the time. Girl. So why lie?
Exactly.
Why fucking lie?
Especially at Walmart. Like,
especially Walmart.
Okay, HEB, maybe I'll put a little cute little fit, but I'm not going to go all out.
A cute little fit.
But
have you ever been to that HEB on Alamo Heights?
Which one is that one?
It's called Central Market. It's not even H-E-B. It's like the Trader Joe's version. Like H-E-B's Trader Joe's version.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So Evelyn and I went not too long ago.
Uh-huh.
And let me just tell you, we spent like 2 hours in that bit. We were just going aisle per aisle. We felt in a completely different world because we live in like the Southwest, right? So we don't have
a
central.
That's a whole different
we
area.
We don't have a central market in our our side of town. Like,
we
don't have a cafe. We don't have a cafe and a sushi bar in my HEB.
That's
shit.
Like a Whole Foods version of HEB. Like,
yes, yeah. I mean, yeah. That's like the
basically
whole,
what it is.
Evelyn and I got emotional. We're like, damn. Like, we're really out here. Like, I'm really able.
You're like, ooh, is this the life that you want to live?
Evelyn took pictures. Evelyn took picture and put it on her vision board. Like,
she's like, okay, this is where I wanted. Yeah.
We applied there. I was like, I'm finding a husband on this side of town. Like, dude. Completely off topic, but I thought that was so funny. I had to mention that.
Y'all are hilarious,
dude. That was, and it's funny because it's not funny. It was right after like Evelyn had an ER visit, so we were feeling real down.
Yeah.
We were feeling real down. Central Market boosted, boosted up
my energy.
Humor.
I feel better now. I'm in Central Market.
That shit's funny. Anyone that doesn't know what the fuck we're talking about, just look it up online. They have like pictures and it looks so beautiful.
It's so
and
fun.
It had a fucking like neon sign that was like
super fancy.
Juicy. I don't know what. And Evelyn was like, oh my God, it's so pretty. She took a picture. And like, dude,
you're like a tourist. Dude. Central Market.
Yes, dude. Have you ever seen, oh my God, like in the fucking Fresh Prince of Bel-Air that he was like taking pictures. Yeah. Like, that was literally up inside Central Market. That's so fucking funny.
That's hilarious.
That was a mood.
Wow.
That, I feel like that, like, whenever we do go to the UK, whatever Steph takes us, that's going to be us.
No,
be
like, girl, when we go to London, we go, London is crazy how huge London is.
London Bridge.
Girl, no, like, it's just crazy how different London is. It's like, it's so diverse. It's huge. London's huge. So it's like, you can get lost in that shit. But it's like, it's cool being there, you know? Like, you can say, oh, yeah.
It's a vibe.
I've been to London.
London.
I'm like, damn, these bitches laugh a lot.
Yeah, they're like, they're so used to it though. Like, yeah. I stay whenever I do fucking episodes on my own, I'm cracking myself up. I'm like,
I think of something that happened like 2 years ago. Like, bitch,
I'm so funny.
I mean, it's funny. Like,
okay, let me let Steph finish her sentence because I don't even.
Ooh, girl, I think I forgot my sentence.
Oh, that was funny.
But yeah. So, like, it's crazy how big London is and how diverse it is. There's just so many different people there. And, you know, literally, they just be minding their business, just, you know, strolling through London. And
you mentioned a culture shock earlier today.
Yes.
What do you feel like was, like, maybe one of the biggest school system. Thing?
The school system.
Like, in what way?
So the way the school systems work over there is like, so it's like weird. So it's like, not elementary, I forgot, primary school, and then it's secondary school, college, university.
Okay.
Yeah. So like, but it's crazy because I know some people that, you know, went through that, and there's some of them are teachers. So they started teaching at like 18. Like student teaching 18.
Okay.
And then they'll already be teachers by, and they're already like, you know, they have their life together, and it's just like crazy over here. You're literally graduating high school at 18, mm-hmm. or like 17. And it's just like, it took me a while to try and figure out the system here. Cause one, the metric system is different here as well.
Yes.
So it's,
but
like,
that's just in the United States. Cause yeah. I came from Mexico from school. And the metric system is also different. Mm-hmm. Like, it's in kilograms and in centimeters.
Like, kilometers.
And kilometers. Yeah. And the U.S. is like, no, bitch. Miles. Pounds. Like, ounces.
Fluid ounces. Like, I mean, like, it's just like, it's just
like,
weird.
Bitch, what?
Yeah, this is like.
Excuse me?
I know, excuse me?
That's funny, because yeah, I always tell my boyfriend that. I was like, okay, so how many centimeters are X amount of like feet? And then he's always like, it's like this and this and this, babe. And I was like, okay, now it makes sense. Cause I don't, like, if you tell me a foot.
Yeah. I'm just like, okay, so how many?
Like, I imagine my foot. Like, I literally, I'm like, okay, 1, 2, 3. Like, it does not make sense to me.
Yeah. It's just like, I don't know. It's like, it was definitely something to get used to, and I struggled in school because, one, you know, like, I have ADHD and I have dyslexia. A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah.
So it's like, I struggled through school so much. Like, it was the biggest struggle, like, and, like, you know, I had to be held back a grade because, you know, I just struggled so much trying to get used to being here.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, bitch made it in college.
Purr.
But yeah, no, it's like, growing up in the school system here was the struggle. The biggest struggle. Like,
do you feel like people also kind of looked at you weird because of like your accent?
Yes.
Or like,
girl,
because right now you don't, you, like, I mean, every once in a while it kind of comes out, but yeah, it's not really something that's like,
yeah, because like, honestly, I just got so annoyed people like asking me to say things, and I try to be American so bad.
Yeah.
And like, I'm from America. I lost my accent within like 2 years.
I feel like you were also kind of young.
Yeah, it's so,
and it's,
I'm always
easier
surrounded,
to like, yeah.
Yeah, it was definitely yeah, I lost that shit. And when I go back though, like, it's like literally like boom,
comes out.
Yeah. British Steph is out here.
She's like, American, where?
I'm out.
I'm gonna be my American boy. I mean, I did get myself on the more American boy.
Boy.
Yeah.
But now he wants to be English too.
No. I'm not trying to trade, but you want to be an English boy? You want a switch?
So actually, I have a question about that. So if he, because you have your
dual citizenship,
right? Mm-hmm. Like you're American and English?
British.
Is that?
Yeah.
Okay, British. Mm-hmm. So if you were to marry Nico, does he get the British one or does it not work like that?
To be completely honest, I don't know because so much things have changed back in the UK. Like, I know, I think he'll be able to, like, it's kind of like an alien card, you know, like mm-hmm. over here. Cause I know my mom has an alien card. Like, she had to get one for her to live here. I think it's like the same way, I believe.
So your mom is British.
She's British. Yeah.
But your dad wasn't.
Yeah. He was in the, like, they met like way back in like the military and like back in, like,
and he just stayed over there.
80s. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So he lived there for, so he retired back in like 87 and he lived in England since then. And then like, fast forward, you know, here I am.
Moved your ass over here.
Yeah, so it's like, yeah, it's funny when people are like, oh, your mom's British. I'm like, yeah.
Does your mom still have her accent?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll call her sometimes and people are like, I love her accent. I'm like, oh yeah, she's cute.
She's cute or whatever. Yeah. She got it from me. Yeah. She got it from me.
And people are just like, how do you not like want to like copy her and stuff? I'm like, why would I? That's my mom. I'm surrounded by her every day. Like,
yeah.
But that's annoying. Like, girl, when we first moved here, we went to HEB, right? And
the bougie one, or
oh no, girl, no.
Central Market or the normal
one? Girl, just the normal, just a normal ass HEB, girl. It was kind of ghetto. So like, so we went in and then like we got in line and whatever, checking out, and then this cashier was like, my mom said something to me or whatever. And then the cashier was like, oh, say supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. I was like,
stop.
Yeah. We looked at her like, girl, this is not the 1800s. We don't say shit like that. Like, they think we're like stuck back in like.
Yeah. Mary Poppins.
Yeah. Like, tin crumpet. Like, you know, like, girl, what? Like, no.
That's a cup of tea.
A cup of tea.
I mean, you did say you're a tea kind of girl.
I love my
you
tea.
You did say you're a that tea is kind a
good,
of girl.
That's a good stereotype. Like, I'll give people that when people like tea. I'm like, all right. And like, you know, I love my tea and I love crumpets. So
what are crumpets? I literally have no idea.
It's
what that
literally
is.
Like, it's like a little, it's like a spongy,
like a bread type.
It's kind
of
like a bread, yeah, but it's like
a pastry.
Not a pastry. It's like, it has like little holes in it. It's like, it's very spongy. Like, it's okay. Like very,
crumpet.
It's like hard crumpet.
Okay. Yeah. And do you usually like eat them with tea or like
you can like set them to the side, so you can like put it's like a you can put it in the toaster and like the toaster, and you know, as you get out, you could put like butter on it or like jam or like anything like with your tea, like
yeah.
So it's like pretty much like a little side, like
little snack,
yeah,
little snacky snack,
yeah. So it's like, yeah, it's just like,
okay, so we shat on America. What are some things that you like about the U.S.?
I honestly like the U.S. like, the driving here is like a lot better. I wouldn't drive in England, to be honest. Like,
are they like bad drivers, or
no,
is it just,
it's just like, it's different. Plus one, you're driving on
the
opposite side of
the
road.
Other side, yeah.
Plus, you know, it's like, I don't know, it's just like, I did get kind of scared like when I go back home and then my brother's driving. I'm just like, I don't know how you do this, and he's just like looking at me like, I don't know how you drive that big truck like back home. I'm just like, I don't know either, but I do it. But
you're like, but I did that.
But I did it. Yeah, it's just like, I don't know. It's like, I don't know. It's like, I know streets over there are a lot smaller too.
Do they usually have like smaller cars?
Yes, they tend to have smaller cars. I know like the 18 wheelers here are humongous compared to the ones back. They're called lorries in England.
Really?
Yeah, they're like the size of like
a truck,
like a U-Haul. Like a regular U-Haul truck. yeah, they're not that big, because it's like the streets over there are so narrow and it's like impossible. My truck would not even like, probably won't even like, I would never be able to park that thing over there. So it's like, so it's like, you know, thinking about love, it's like,
the driving.
Honestly, and it's like, really, you don't really need a car to live there. It's like so many transportation options. Like there's literally train stations like in every corner, like where you're at. So
I feel like that's something Texas really lacks.
Yeah.
Because I mean, if you go to like other cities like Boston or like New York yeah, or like, you know, they also have like the subway, the bus, like all of these. Honestly, even in Mexico, most cities you don't, it's obviously easier if you have a car,
right? But
there's so many different ways to like get around. Yeah.
And here you can't really do that, like,
and in Texas you can't. I mean, in Chicago, I mean, if you're going maybe from like one suburb to like another, yeah, then it's easier to have a car. But also they have like the train, and they, which is like the subway.
Yeah.
And then they have like all these different buses. And yeah, like, I mean,
me and my
siblings got around pretty fine.
Yeah.
They even like, that's something that I don't think they have here in Texas. Like they have these little signs at like the bus stops.
Yeah.
And then you text it and then it says like, your bus will be here in, oh, it's like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
It like tells you like, oh, you know,
how many,
it's
different,
like, so you have a better idea of like, oh, okay, it's gonna be here in like 3-4 minutes.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
And I remember whenever I was in, because I'm originally from Chicago,
right?
So whenever I was like with one of my cousins and we'd like go, I don't know, to like the store, like, yeah, here or there, like whatever, and just be on the bus, I remember like she would text and she's like, oh, okay, it's gonna be here in like 4 minutes, I don't know what. I was like, that type of technology we do not have in Mexico, like, yeah, what the fuck.
Yeah.
And I was always so amazed by it. And then we get to Texas, and whenever I was just moved here, I mean, I didn't have my own car to like, yeah, move around, and I always had to move like on the bus.
It's hard.
But I was in Laredo, and there's literally certain parts of Laredo that the bus does not get to,
right?
Like, how the fuck am I supposed to get there? You either have to ask for a ride,
right,
get a taxi or cab,
yeah,
or walk,
yeah,
like you, that's, have to, like, and it's like long distances,
yeah,
you know.
That's the one thing I kind of missed about like the UK too. You kind of just like freely go to the bus stop at the corner or like the train station. Like, you can just go to London for the day, like,
yeah,
and just come back. Like, it's just like, that's one thing that I kind of just like, that like I don't like about here. But like, yeah, other than that, like, I'm honestly like so grateful to be here, because one, I wouldn't have met so many great people,
yeah,
here. And yeah, like, honestly, like,
I mean, everything happens for a reason.
Exactly. Everything does happen for a reason. That's why I'm just like, you know, I'm very going with the flow type of person. So it's like, you know,
just fuck it.
Just vibe. Yeah, dude.
Like, I don't know why we make that fucking voice.
Yeah, like, yeah, dude.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, we're getting to the end of this episode, and I just want to say thank you so much for being,
girl,
on,
thank you,
and having a conversation and
so
laughing, and
always have fun, know, with y'all. Always,
we're fun people.
Yeah,
we're friend girlies.
We're funny girlies.
I just want to say to everyone, thank you for tuning in for another episode. 1, 2. Make sure y'all are checking out those new lashes.
Yes, check them out.
I'm gonna go ahead and tag them, or like leave their Instagram in the caption of this episode. And then of course I'm always sharing it on the TJMO Instagram, and I do follow them too, so just go on there.
Period.
Launch 14, is it like at like midnight? Like,
honestly,
on?
I'm still trying to figure that out. I think I'm thinking about doing it like lunchtime, when everyone's like up
already,
and
when,
like,
everyone can like buy already.
Yes. I was like, honestly, I was like, should I do midnight? But I was like, no, I was like, I'm gonna just do like lunchtime. But you know, I'm still figuring that out, so I'll definitely keep everyone updated. You know, if you follow Paige, keep that
so
updated.
Y'all can get your girl some lashes for Valentine's,
yes,
Day.
You know, guys, y'all gotta get your girl some good lashes, vegan, cruelty free, and sexy,
and with really nice names.
And,
really,
and some
funny
and
names.
Nice names.
You don't remember.
I don't remember yet.
But, oh, guys, you enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you so much for tuning in.